a documentary that will have some research behind it.
And that could be real, right?
Could be real.
Have some facts.
I'll tell you, it's called...
Okay, wait, because we got to take a break here.
Take a break.
And I want you to just take a breath.
Sure.
Because we're going to come back. We're talking with Mark Easter from MUFON, which is Mutual UFO Network. We're getting some good things here. There's so much to talk about, though. And I want to find out about Roswell and what you found down there. Okay? So we'll be right back. You're with Broadview.
The Buzz. You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Having financial needs? Now is the time for year-end planning. Cartlidge Cartlidge & Company started in 1958. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They provide a wide variety of accounting, tax, financial management, and investment services tailor-made to meet your individual needs. Their job is to make your job easier so you can focus on what is important to you. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartlidge Cartlidge at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. And you're just in time for some really exciting conversation. Very interesting. A subject that's been of matter for, well, since I was a kid, aliens and scary movies and things. But we're speaking with Mark Easter from MUFON, a member of MUFON. You can find that at MUFON.com.
MUFON.com.
It's a Mutual UFO Network. And Mark got involved in this for curiosity and also to find out what he could do market-wise to sell something over the internet. And he found that most of the researches, letting pornography be number one, was UFOs.
Correct.
And unidentified aliens and things like that. We always think of it when we think an unidentified flying object must be someone from another planet.
That's always, and you're asking about Roswell, and this is such a long story. The actual first research group that went out when Roswell happened,
which there's been book after book,
but what brought this about, the extraterrestrial aspect of Roswell, was when it went down in July of 1947. Obviously it was in a very military oriented state. And there's a long story, and that's what my documentary, Roswell, The Naked Truth, revealed. That's, forgive the plug, but you can find it at easterfilms.com.
And you got all the information for that book by being down there.
Well, not just... No, just
doing
by
your research.
Doing
too.
Research. Yeah. Calling up Stanton Friedman, the man, and telling him I'm doing a documentary. He mailed to me all of his white papers on MUFON. He was the first civilian investigator of Roswell. The reason that we all talk about it was Stanton Friedman. You just got to link out. That's what the network is about, of Mutual UFO Network. Okay, but what I'm getting at is when this happened and the military got a hold of whatever that was, I don't know what it was. Okay, truly nobody does in our level. But the key is they sent out a research group. You know, the military sends out, you guys go out, three officers, three scientists, the tops of the time, and said, find out what that is. That was Project Sign. Mm-hmm. After Roswell happened, Project Sign was sent out. And they actually came back and reported that we think it's extraplanetary is what they called it. So it was actually the first scientific group that was sent out, came back and told their superiors, told the brass, we think it's extra. They didn't say extraterrestrial at the time. Extraterrestrial.
They said they thought it was from another planet.
They said it was interplanetary. Mm-hmm. And the brass at that time said, you expect us to tell the public that we are being visited? We just won the war.
Well, then why did they send them out on the research?
Because they had to know. But then they were told, you go back out and you come up with another conclusion on why that happened. Project Sign turned into Project Grudge, which turned into Project Blue Book, yeah, which was the official propaganda white book or whitewash of to make it go away, to make UFO, which is the stigma that we all have now, being afraid to say something about
it. And everyone involved in that has written a book about what they saw.
Exactly. What I saw was firsthand witnesses. All I wanted to do, I knew as much as you know, okay, but it was a thrill for me to go and sit down with people, with Stanton Friedman, who is he was there in the hotel room across from me. How cool was that?
Let me ask you something. Is there any evidence that there was an extraterrestrial that they had at that facility? Is there any? Is it just myths?
Evidence
is it just tales
that somebody like us can see? I can't tell you that.
You didn't get that deep then, did you?
Well, no, because nobody there has physical evidence. That was all. They vacuumed that debris field up. They vacuumed it up.
It must be somewhere. They wouldn't throw something like that away.
Have you ever seen
what,
like when they're doing
Area 51, right?
Yes, exactly. They wouldn't throw something away like that.
Keep in mind that Area 51 was not built in 1947. That didn't come online until 53. They were thinking about it in 53, building in 54, online in 55.
After they began to get all this information.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But that Area 51, that whole area is a perfect place to store any secret.
And have you been there to Area 51?
I've been to the outskirts of Area 51 four times now. The last time was actually with History Channel. I was state director at the time. Now I'm director of public relations for the whole international MUFON. But back then, a couple of years ago, it was 2009, 2010 now, I was state director. And I just retired and became director of public relations and History Channel. They call all the time. I'm the one that gets the phone calls from all the production companies that want to do things with aliens and MUFON. It comes to my phone.
Are there more things every year to investigate, Mark?
There's more things every day.
Really?
Okay.
More things every day.
Just so you know, and it's all at MUFON.com. If you, and this is one thing, again, going back to that case management system, when we produced this online report form and case management system, we had a choice to either keep it away from the public or... And that was at a time when everybody was really mad at MUFON because, oh, you guys have insiders with the CIA, la, 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 la. We had to deal with that all the time.
Yeah.
And it's not true. So when we introduced this new case management system online, we made it so the public can go and search that database.
But how would they give you that? How would they give you that access to that? Knowing that you could just put it up on the website.
If you'll just scroll to the top of MUFON.com there, you'll see, click here for UFO case files.
What's the latest case? What's the latest case? Look, JP.
Okay, well,
when was the last?
Okay, can I answer that for you?
Would you please?
It's at MUFON.com. If you're looking there, JP, at the top, you click on that and it says last 20 reports.
They've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 13 or
What's
14
the
from,
latest?
From today.
Today there was one already.
Yes.
Was it mine?
It happens.
Was it mine?
No.
That was mine already.
No, because you haven't. Now, here's the key. And
I was going to fill in the form for you, Jay.
Okay, I'm going to lean on you on this because what if somebody else saw what you saw and they reported it? You report it, so that way that goes into this data mineable case management system where researchers, it's open to the public. Anybody can research that.
Mark, I'm sure that I'm like so many other people that are living my life and I'm riding down the road in a car and I see something bright in the sky and I think, wow, that looks strange. Oh, what happened? And then I go about my life.
Exactly.
Not calling or going online going, I think I saw a UFO.
Can I tell you something?
Tell me, please.
That is part of my spiel. When I have to get up in front of 1,000 people,
yeah.
That's you just delivered one of my lines, is that people, they don't ask to see these things. The genuine, they don't ask to see it.
It's up there. It's out away from our livelihood.
And I got to go about my daily life.
Yeah,
I got to look at the cracks on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. My boss is on my ass.
I got to find my key.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I wish I had a job. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. If you want to see something, you do have to look up. It starts with that. It's called ground observation. You practice ground observation.
Back I think in we all do.
The Ground Observer Corps is the basis of what MUFON is. Ground Observer Corps happened.
Jay, can you see this? That's a picture that was submitted today of a UFO.
Yeah, that's
not that's a deer.
Right. That's
that looks like the tail of a burnt out star.
That's a deer cam.
Oh, deer in
See,
the eyes.
I can already tell you what that is.
What is it?
Can you?
That is the reflection of the animal's eyes. Thing that's up in the top left, that's a reflection of what's in the animal's eyes. That's not uncommon. And that's what we have to do is tell you the truth.
But you want people to report those kind of things.
Yes. Here's the situation. People
you
write
got lots
it,
of time, right?
People write it off that, that we're never going to see that 4%.
What animal's eyes? The deer?
Oh, well, now look at this
new
picture.
Well, now there you go. See? I jumped to the conclusion, but I am sitting all the way across on the other side of the room.
So what Mark what Mark now is talking about is now we have beside, the deer is now looking back towards the light that is still in the sky. So it isn't the deer's eyes in the photograph.
The UFO.
So shame on me, but it is across, and these glasses are only for this distance.
No
so
excuses,
take them
Mark.
Off and look over there. But the key is, wherever that state came from, there is a state director, a chief investigator, and field investigators in that state which will get that report, and it's up to them to go get that image and take it and have it analyzed. So we take it farther than just looking, and we will tell you what it is. You stand at the exact place where that is happening and look in the daytime and see what was there in the daytime that you wouldn't know was there at night.
So, Mark, are you in this for the long haul?
Yes, because I am, because I know there's something to this phenomenon, because I saw it myself.
Yeah.
Okay, and was fortunate.
And we've probably all seen something.
Yeah, fortunate enough to photograph it. Okay, so, that's the key. But MUFON.com, your questions are answered there.
Mark Easter, will you join us again? There's just too much to get in a 30-minute period here.
I'll tell you what.
Fascinating.
Being your competition just knocked Coast to Coast off the air, George Noory, maybe you should think about doing an overnight here and just soak up all of the audience.
Wow.
Away from KOH.
Hey, you hang around here, okay? You hang around. We got things to talk about. We'll be right back with Broadview. We got Brian Benson here.
It's fun to wake up again. Don Geronimo is here weekday mornings, 5:30 till 10 on 1270 The Buzz.
Hi, this is Diane from Reverse Aging on Wells Avenue. I've been teaching people and doctors how to cleanse with true infrared saunas, alkaline water, and pure nutritional products for 11 years. I have a live radio show here on 1270 The Buzz at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings. Tune in Sunday at 10 and see what's happening in the cleansology world. Call in to win some super cool giveaways. Reverse Aging Cleansology Show. We will have amazing top-notch health guests such as naturopathic doctors, raw foodies, and people into cleansing as guests. We will be announcing amazing events and giving away free gifts. It could change your destiny too. Tune in Sundays at 10 a.m. on The Buzz or stop in for more info at Reverse Aging Spa on Wells. Our holistic shop will impress even the green snobs. We at Reverse Aging sell everything for less than everyone else online. Check us out, reverseagingnaturally.com. See you Sundays at 10 a.m.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. Boy, what a fascinating conversation that is with Mark Easter from MUFON. All of you go to MUFON.com. I'm going to go there. I'm going to research some of this. As he said, Coast to Coast dropped the program. And there are a lot of people interested in this. It doesn't mean aliens or extraterrestrials or any of that kind of stuff. It's unidentified flying objects, which so interesting. Thank you, Mark Easter. We're going to have him back again. Wow. MUFON. Have you ever seen anything, JP?
I have never seen anything.
You've never seen anything unusual in the sky?
I've met a few people that I suspected had been abducted. And I'm looking intently across the room at you.
Oh, funny. Funny, but not very.
My parents used to tell a story, and they're very conservative, old-fashioned people, and they said that they saw one come and hover over the lake one year when they were on vacation.
I've seen some things, but I don't know. I'm not the kind of person that it disturbs. To me, it's like, well, look at that. I am one of those. I'm not one that's going, oh, my God, that's an alien. The thing that did spook me out, though, was a few books that I read about abductions, alien abductions. Now, that stuff, that gives me the heebie-creepy-jeebies. I don't
heebie-creepy-jeebies.
Because, you know, the bungs and the bang and the poke and the thrill. Yeah, you know, I have this little place on my head here. No, I'm just kidding.
So we're right back around to where I said I think I've known some people.
So how interesting, though. We're going to have Mark back on. I want to know more about UFOs.
But I don't think he's going to talk about abductions.
Oh, he loves to talk. You didn't hear that?
Yeah, I know.
He'll talk about anything. Yeah, he's going to talk about abductions, because if he's talking about UFOs, unidentified flying objects, it is all together. I mean, who's in them? Who's driving them if they are actual?
That was fun looking at those two pictures. Yeah. First, there was the deer.
Especially when he said,
well, I think that's just a reflection of the
deer's eyes. No, he didn't say, I think. He said, I can tell you what that is.
Right.
That's light in the deer's eyes.
Then the next picture, the deer's looking back over his shoulder at the UFO.
Perfect, Mark. Oh, scary stuff.
I think the deer was going, what the heck is that?
Were you listening, Brian?
No.
Brian Benson is joining in. It's in there with news. I put news on in there because they had the ball game on. I turned it off.
There's no ball game to game.
Oh, it must have been college.
CNN on.
Oh. It is now.
Yeah, with all the primaries.
Well, I was hoping that something would come across while we were still on the air and we could find out who won.
No, they don't play till tomorrow.
Oh, I thought it was today.
Nope.
Oh, it's today.
We're just down to two games.
No. Stop. I'm talking about the primaries. I'm talking about the election in South Carolina.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the football games.
Oh, like I always talk about the football games.
Yeah, I should have known you weren't asking about sports.
But maybe it will come across. Let us know, Sean, if the results does come across. I mean, they're voting.
Yeah.
They said maybe by 4 o'clock they would have results. Seems to me like they vote all day. Brian Benson.
Yes,
hello, man. It is so nice to have you back again.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Inspirational speaker. And the video that we all saw, Guitar Man.
Yes.
I mean, how many hits have you gotten on that now on YouTube?
Not as many as we'd like. But I don't know.
A million?
2,500 maybe.
But, you've gone more than that. I've gone on there 10 times.
Well, thank you. So has my mom and my dad. And my,
that's what he's doing. He's subtracting
all my family. No, but you know, it's been accepted to 10 film festivals and won some awards. So that's been fun. Just found out this morning it got accepted to the Big Easy Film Festival in New Orleans.
Would be fun. Will you go?
I need to raise a little bit of money, but I would love to. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be. What do you get for that if you win an award? Just put it on your resume.
$5 will get you a foot long at Subway.
Well, that's okay then, huh? But you're doing it because you love it.
Absolutely.
Now, for those that haven't heard you on the air with me before, tell us just a little bit about you, Brian. I mean, how you came about to be struck by lightning to say, I want to help people be better. I want to inspire people. I want to give.